Selections. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2005. A fashion accident.
Anna had slept through her alarm, and she was late for school. She hurried through her breakfast and then ran upstairs to get dressed. It was dark in Anna's bedroom, and she didn't have time to open the curtains. She opened her closet and pulled out a dress.
This will do nicely,
she thought. She put the dress on and ran to the kitchen.
Mom, can you zip me up?
She asked. Her mother looked surprised but just said,
Of course, darling. There you go.
Thanks, Mom. See you later,
Anna said. She ran out the door and got to the bus stop just in time to catch the school bus. She smiled at two of her friends and went to sit with them at the back of the bus. As she got on, she noticed her own reflection in the window.
Oh, no,
she thought.
Whose dress is this? How did I put it on? I'm going to look dumb in school today. Hi, Mel. Hi, Susan,
Anna said as she sat down.
Hi, Anna. What are you wearing?
Asked Susan. Anna looked down at her dress, and then she looked at Mel and Susan.
Well, you see, this isn't my dress. I never saw this dress before today.
But how did you put on a dress you never saw before?
Asked Mel.
I don't know,
said Anna.
I was rushing because I was late, and it was still quite dark, and I just grabbed a dress from the closet. It must be my mom's, I guess.
It's weird,
said Susan. The three of them looked at the dress. It was not an ordinary dress. First of all, it was very bright. Dark colors like black, gray, and navy blue were fashionable. This dress was sky blue. It had big, pale blue squares all over it, and inside the squares were orange swirls.
You're going to stand out in the crowd at school today, Anna,
said Mel.
I can't go to school looking like this,
cried Anna.
You have to, Anna. There's a math test, remember?
Said Susan. Anna had no choice. When the school bus pulled up outside the school, she got out with her friends. She could tell that the other kids were staring at her in her bright dress.
Well, let them stare,
she thought. It was only one day. She was sure she could get through it. With her head held high, she walked into the classroom. There were some whistles and some calls of, Hey, nice dress, Anna. And, Does it glow in the dark? Anna ignored them. Before Anna could sit down at her desk, Monica Nichols walked into the classroom. Monica was the most popular girl in school. She was always dressed in the latest fashion and hardly ever wore clothes more than once. She took one look at Anna's dress and started laughing.
Hey, Anna, where'd you get that?
She shouted across the classroom. All the other kids turned to look at Anna. Anna turned very red, but Monica's question made her angry.
How dare she embarrass me like that in front of everyone?
Anna thought.
Actually,
Anna said, turning to face Monica,
I got it in one of those cool vintage stores in the city. It's the very latest fashion. All the actresses are wearing them in Hollywood. I'm surprised that you didn't know that, Monica.
Monica wasn't sure whether to believe her or not, so she didn't say anything else. Anna took her seat, and the class began. Anna managed to get through the rest of the day, and she ignored all the comments about her bright dress. At last, the school bus dropped her off at her stop, and she ran all the way home. Her mother was in the kitchen when Anna burst through the door.
Mom, why didn't you tell me I was wearing this dress? I just had the worst day at school you could possibly imagine,
Anna cried.
I did wonder why you were wearing it,
her mother said.
But I thought you must have seen it when you took it out of the closet.
I didn't. I was so rushed this morning that I just grabbed the first thing,
Anna said.
It's an old dress I wore in the 1980s. Long before you were born. I thought I was very fashionable in it. That was the style back then,
her mother said with a smile.
Well, it certainly isn't the style now,
said Anna.
Everyone laughed at me today. I wish we had a school uniform. I'm never going to school again.
Her mother laughed.
I'm sorry that you were embarrassed, Anna, but it was your own fault. You have to go to school on Monday. At least it's the weekend now. On Monday, no one will remember what you wore today.
On Monday morning, Anna got up early and put on jeans and a black shirt. She didn't want to stand out at all today. When she got to school, Anna noticed something strange. Several girls were wearing brightly colored dresses in a 1980s style. Anna went to her first class with Susan and Mel. They were just sitting down when Monica Nichols walked into the classroom. She was wearing a dress similar to the one Anna had worn on Friday.
What's going on?
Anna whispered to Susan.
Well, you told her it was the latest fashion. I guess she decided to believe you,
Susan answered.
I heard she made her mom drive her all the way to the city so she could go to the vintage stores you mentioned,
Mel whispered. Anna started to laugh. She couldn't believe that Monica Nichols had gone to all that trouble to get a dress just like the one Anna had worn by mistake. Instead of being the biggest embarrassment of her life, Anna had started a fashion trend.
Wait until I tell Mom,
she thought.
Hey, Anna, maybe we should go through your mom's closet this weekend to get more fashion ideas,
Susan said.
We might just do that,
laughed Anna.